Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of the PGA J Show. Ow, I just banged my hand on the desk. Dude, I don't know if you heard that. That was my ring on the desk. When I do the intro, I get really animated even though you can't see it. It just kind of helps me get the show going and might have broken my finger. I really didn't. I'm fine. But I want to talk a little bit today about, I want to be optimistic. This is going to seem like a pessimistic thing. But I want it to be seen as a proactive pessimism, realism. Let's get real for a minute on the PGA J Show. I know a lot of people are still closed. This is not for everybody. This is, you know, still closed, laying off people. People are struggling. I know that's going on in some areas. I know some people never even closed in the first place. But I know that as a theme, what I'm hearing from a lot of people is rounds are higher than they've ever been. Memberships are selling, you know, I'd say like hotcakes, but a lot of restaurants aren't open at 50%, so they're probably not selling a lot of hotcakes. Anyway, so you're selling a lot of memberships. But let's not forget why this is all happening. There's nothing else for people to do right now in areas that are kind of slowly phasing back to activity. Debatable whether golf is it's socially distanced, all that stuff. We'll take that out of the picture. In a lot of places, people are cleared by the local government, state government, whatever, to do it, right? So there's very little competition for people's time. They're spending less money eating out. They're spending less money going to bars. They're spending less money doing all of these other things that they're doing. So they have extra money for memberships. They have extra money to play golf. Maybe they're already playing golf. Anyway, my point is, let's take a beat here. We haven't done anything. Yes, the initiatives that are going on to grow the game and all of those things, and great strides being made there in attempts to grow the game. But this kind of increase in activity has very little to do with any of that. This is, people want out of the house. They want the kids out of the house. This is one of the very few activities that they can do, so they're flocking to it. In a lot of cases, the demand is up, and the supply is down because maybe all the city courses in your area are still closed and you're open. So you got twice the supply, you got twice the demand and half the supply. You should be doing four times as many rounds, if not more, than you were doing before. There's a capacity issue at some point. I get that. But my point here is, let's not all just get excited and pat ourselves on the back, especially because it's just gloating kind of with everything going on right now. Just kind of seems inappropriate. But let's remember that we are all hoping that this ends. And with this ending or tapering off, or, and I don't know if it's weeks, months, years, we don't know. But when it does, people will start doing those things that they did before that led to those conversations or comments as they walk through the golf shop of, hey, how many rounds did I play this year? Yeah, I'm doing the math on this. I think I spent $8,000 in dues, and I played like 20 rounds this year. Seems like a lot. I think I'm paying like $400 a round. I don't know if that's worth it. Yeah, those conversations, remember those? Because people are too busy taking the kids to soccer, going out to drink with their friends, doing all those things that people do in the world. Yeah, those are going to come back in some capacity at some point. So we're going to be right back where we were before, because the reason we are where we are now is simply a product of what's happening in the world. So not to be a downer, enjoy the rounds are up again, but don't gloat, not appropriate. But just be aware of it. This is not something that's going to stick, we hope, for a long time. The world is rooting against people having only golf to play as an activity. I'm rooting against that. So just keep it in mind as we move forward. Be prepared for it. A retraction, if you will, in activity. Capitalize on what you can. Think of ways that you can capitalize on it now. I'll be thinking about that myself and think of ways that people can do that and take advantage of what's happening now to try and make it stick amongst the return, whenever that does happen. So anyway, like I say, I think pretty optimistic overall. I don't think it was too pessimistic. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I kind of ran out of things to say at the end of this. So I'll see you later. Bye.